Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for January 2018. The new year will see the days slowly lengthening, but given clear skies, there is plenty to view at night at this time of the year. One interesting note, on the 3rd of January, the Earth will be at its what's called perihelion, or the closest point in its orbit around the Sun. Starting, as always, with the Moon, the full moon this month will be on the 2nd, followed 2 weeks later by the new moon on the 17th, and this will be followed by another full moon on the 31st. This is a fairly rare event, having two full moons in 1 month. This second full moon is called a blue moon, as in once in a blue moon. Now the moon orbits the Earth in 28 days, so a lunar month is 2 or 3 days shorter than the calendar month. For this reason, cultures that adopt a lunar month will have 13 months in their year. Now onto the planets that are visible this month. The best time to see Mercury is around 7:30 in the morning, around the beginning of the month, just before sunrise. As always, be careful if you use binoculars to look for it in case the sun catches you unawares as it rises. It will be just about 5 degrees above the horizon in the southeast. Venus will be shining brightly in the evening at the end of the month, and it will be the very bright object visible immediately after sunset on the southwest horizon. Mars is still on view this month, and you'll catch it about 10 degrees above the southeast horizon, around 5 a.m. in the beginning of the month. However, the view through the telescope will be quite disappointing, as it is still quite a way away. Jupiter is still magnificent to look out for in the early morning at the end of the month, an obvious bright object reasonably high in the sky in the south-southeast. Binoculars on a tripod or a small telescope, if you have one, will give great views of the four Galilean moons, and possibly some of the stripes on the planet itself. If you have a reasonably high-powered telescope and you can see the stripes, or give them the correct name, belts and zones, you can see if you can see any elongated dark spots within these belts. These are called barges, and there has been a lot of barge activity over the last few months. Also, check out on the internet when you might be able to see the Great Red Spot. This surface feature is a gigantic storm many times the size of the Earth that is dredging up red colour gases from deep inside Jupiter's gaseous atmosphere. Saturn is a morning sky object, best seen just before sunrise in the middle of the month. Look out for the bright yellow object in the southeast at around 4 degrees above the horizon, so very low down. The rings will be a magnificent sight in even a small telescope or binoculars. The only meteor shower of note this month is the Quadrantids, peaking around early morning on the 4th of January. The expected ZHR is around 120. ZHR stands for zenithal hourly rate. This is simply a measure of the expected activity that you may be able to see if the radiant, or the apparent source of the shower, was directly overhead and there were perfect viewing conditions. Unfortunately, the full moon will present a problem with viewing these quadrantids. Now on to constellation watching. Orion is still magnificent in the east in the evening, moving to the south around midnight. So let's use Orion to find Leo. Look at Orion, now turn 90 degrees to your left. Look for a backward question mark in the sky. This is the lion's head, and is sometimes called the sickle. The bright star at the bottom of the sickle is called Regulus. To the left you will see a flat oblong of stars, with a fairly bright star, called Denebola, to the left as a point or tail. This is the lion's body. Now all you have to do is imagine a set of front and back paws. Going back to Orion, you can use the three stars of Orion's belt to find two interesting stars. Follow down to the left, and you will find the brightest star in the night sky. This is called Sirius, or the dog star. Now track Orion's belt to the right, and you'll come across the red star called Aldebaran, the eye of Taurus the bull. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for over this coming month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now, but listen out next month for February's highlights. Bye for now.